Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty, exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. On this episode, Travel Mom Kristen joins us to share all the planning for her family's next big adventure in Africa. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, Kristen.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to Kristen today and have her on to share. In addition to being a travel mom, she has a wealth of knowledge about travel, international travel, and particularly Africa travel, because she works for African Travel. So I'm going to turn it over to Kristen to tell you a little bit about herself.
Yes, thank you. So yes, I'm very lucky to work with a luxury safari operator called Africa Travel, Inc. And we concentrate on creating dream vacations for families, for multi-generation travel and couples. So it's fantastic because we get to bring Africa and the heart of Africa to people. And I have been in the travel industry for nearly 20 years. I've started promoting domestic and international travel. Most recently, I was also promoting Australia, but the last year or so, I've been focused on Africa, and it's fantastic. So I love to encourage families to get out there and travel. I have two kids. One is 9, a young girl, and a son who's 12, who is definitely hitting those preteen ages. So I can go both sides and advocate for different types of kids and travel, but I will say it's been the best thing that our family has done together, exploring the United States and different countries.
This episode is going to be a little bit different, and I'm excited about that because we are going to just focus on Kristen's family's next big adventure, how she and the family are approaching that and the planning. So tell us, what is that next adventure going to be?
Well, I think because I live and breathe Africa every day, I've been also looking at opportunities to go to Africa. I think everybody is in the same boat where we have a little bit more time. Kids are more online in schooling, so we have a little bit more flexibility. So I'm looking at different options on one of the school breaks, either this year or the next year, and looking to travel possibly in East Africa or South Africa.
I know you've got tons of great tips and insight. So gosh, tell us a little bit about that.
So what people can first do is think about the type of trip they want to do, the kind of pace they want to set. Do you want to go to a destination and experiencing it a little bit more, maybe spending a time in one country where you can go to one or two places, maybe a mix of city and safari or one or two safaris? South Africa is great for that, Tanzania and Kenya. Or are you a very active family and really want to tick those things off your bucket list? Maybe do South Africa and Victoria Falls and a mix of experiences. So really ask yourself, are you want to be active or slow it down? Find out what animals you want to see. Make a list and do a little bit of internet research. And then I would say take that list and go to a specialist, whether it's your travel advisor who really knows how you've traveled. Maybe you haven't used a travel advisor. There's some great ones. I would say AAA. Has people think of them for insurance, but they have a great travel division. They do more than just discounts for theme parks. They really vet the experiences and work with trusted partners, which I think is very key right now, especially when people are worried about flexibility in their travel plans and making sure people really know the destinations and the rules and what's changing. And also work with people who are specialists on these destinations or experiences. So make your list, do your research, and then take it to a specialist.
That's excellent. As I've gotten into know a little bit more about African Travel, the company that you work for, is how well you know these places in Africa. And this trip does not strike me as one I want to just plan on Expedia. Yeah,
exactly.
So you said you're trying to decide between South Africa and going to the eastern side of Africa. Tell us a little bit about the differences and what you're thinking about.
Yeah. So if we go earlier in the next 6 months, we might be going more to East Africa. It's open right now. And there's flights that go in with Kenyan Airways and other international airlines. So landing in Nairobi and possibly going to Kenya or transferring straight to Tanzania. There, I would say the safari experience is those things that you dream about in the movies, Lion King, the savannas, the great open plains. It's really great for, I would say, my family is a mix. I like culture and a little bit of adventure. So going to experience some of the cultures there, there's the Maasai Mara, the Samburu. You can have that a cultural experience, whether it's doing some training with a Maasai warrior or guided walks and drives. They really cater to families. A lot of families in Africa travel to different places. So there are just experiences that can be tailored for an adult and a kid and families together. That's why we're considering that. But I also love South Africa as well, because it is one of those that is something for everyone. It's malaria free. That can come into focus if people don't want to do shots. Definitely has something for everyone. Cape Town, you've got the penguins, you've got the coastal scenery. My husband and I did that a couple years ago, and we'd love to take our kids back. But then the safari experiences, you can do one or two different safari experiences and get kind of plains that you might see like in East Africa, or you can get more of the rolling hills and something that changes landscapes dramatically. A place like Shamwari that I mentioned earlier. We're debating between the two. They're both great options.
Okay. Those are good things to think about, though, like the malaria piece and not wanting shots. And I didn't realize you can do South Africa without having to get all of that.
Yes. Yeah, I think when you think of a safari experience, people think that it's going to be just National Geographic and you're sitting in a Jeep. But it's so different when you're there. It's almost like the classroom is brought to life. Because whether your kid is 5 or 14, there is a ranger there that's guiding and telling the story differently for each age group. And it brings that classroom to life more so than if they saw it on TV. They're right. Seeing how the wildlife is. They're hearing the stories. They're seeing the circle of life as well. Not just the Lion King version, but really how animals live day to day and what the sustainable efforts are doing. The Shamwari Private Reserve has an amazing wildlife research center, and to go visit it. And as you enter it, it tells a story about how certain animals are becoming extinct. But then you go in and it's such a hopeful story because you see these enclosures that they've built and that they're rehabilitating animals. And you talk to the wildlife experts and they're so passionate, whether it's the rhino boma that's helping rhinos rehabilitate, which we actually have helped fund and build with guests who go and visit, to like an owl that has been there and is flying off and coming back, but then flying off. And the expert is so passionate about that. And you just hear what can be done and how you can participate. And it's fantastic.
It is. First of all, everyone has to take this virtual safari. And I think you guys have a couple of them with AAA and watch it with the kids. It's just amazing.
Great to get that experience, but then go see it direct.
Absolutely. And what I love about Shamwari, like you said, is, you know, the places that they've created to tell these amazing stories of what they've done to build back what was extinct populations. It's got to be such an inspirational, life-changing thing for the entire family.
No, it is. There's so much to do on a safari and the experience. I think people worry that you do a couple game drives, but then what else can you do? They're worried about kids getting bored. It's probably a code word for that. But I think that's what some of these lodges and camps do so well, is there is variety. So if there are younger kids, there's those camp, safari camps or kids adventure camps where they can cater to kids that maybe aren't going to be on longer game drives. Maybe they'll do a shorter one with their family on a private safari or something that's tailored to a kid's safari. And there's also just the times that you're sitting around the campfire and sharing stories, both with the guides you've met or the staff and other travelers.
So much to experience. And that's the benefit, too, of working with a travel advisor who then works with companies like yours to really match the family to that kind of experience that they're looking for.
And I think that's it. I think a lot of people do research and they get their heart set on, say, maybe a property or a lodge, but it's to work with a specialist because maybe your time of year and availability and what you want to see animal-wise might be suited for a different experience or a different camp. I don't know about you, but even researching places I've gone or looking to go, everything is getting very overwhelming with the internet. I'm planning a trip to the Grand Canyon. It's the next state over and it can be very overwhelming. I would say coming up with those things and answering the questions for what you want to see and the type of experiences and then taking it to a specialist. The only other thing I would recommend is a lot of people think that they want to do everything on a safari, go on long game drives, and sometimes the kids won't sit there. So have flexibility.
The one thing that I find having realistic expectations, I've thought about like, okay, so how can I see the Great Migration, Victoria Falls, go on some great safaris and go to wine country and see Cape Town. And I look at the map because I say, if I'm down there, well, gosh, I need to go to Mauritius or the Seychelles too. But then I need like a month or more and, you know, a gajillion dollars.
That's what I think keeps people from going to Africa, prioritizing and then also being realistic of when you go, when you land, save some time to relax. And then when you're on a safari, be a little bit more flexible and keep in mind that your kids might want to do something that's completely different from you and have that flexibility.
What about affordability? It's one thing for me to plan for two people, but to plan for four people, is going to Africa an affordable option?
Affordability, I think it depends on what you want to get out of it. Africa can cater to different styles and budgets, whether you want a 4 or 5 star. There's tented camps and lodges and different things that you can add on. So I think it really depends on what you justify as value. But for what it entails, a lot of things are included. Once you go to these camps, the food is included, the experiences. We include those experiences and make it easy. We don't want to add on, oh, there's this cost and this cost. So I think you have to look at it not just at a price basis, but the value that you get in the experience, as well as the value of the experiences you have. Like you said, go see animals on safari or Victoria Falls or the Maasai Mara and meet some of the most warm and friendly people you will ever meet. It's an investment that's well worth it.
That's great. Well, and that's a really good point because it's almost like an all-inclusive type of thing, but, you know, really inclusive, like experiential inclusive.
Inclusive, amazing, exclusive, everything. So, and I think that's the type of vacations that people are looking to do more of, especially one that's tailored to your family and interests. And it's not so cookie cutter.
Thank you so much for all of this. It's so fantastic of what to think through, making something like an African adventure not so overwhelming. I think that starts to take the mystique out of it and make it feel like it's something that you can actually do. And then with your kids, why do you think it's so important to travel with your kids?
Oh, it's interesting because my kids are different. My daughter loves books and history or mythology, and my son is probably more, well, he loves video games and airplanes and just the process of things. And I think getting out of your comfort zone and meeting other people and seeing either things brought to life that they're seeing in videos or in books is key, but just the stories and the experiences they get, whether it's going to Africa and seeing the wildlife or we went to Australia and they meet people at the kids club and they remember those experiences and their new friends, and those leave a lasting impression.
So fantastic. And I'm just going to tease with Kristen. We've been brainstorming some fun stuff we could do together. So everyone stay tuned. What could be coming with African Travel and AAA and Kiki. And Kristen, I cannot thank you enough for being here today and sharing the details of what you're planning for your next big adventure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Kristen. We can't wait to have you back to hear all about your African travel adventures. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more specific details, places, and lots more travel planning tips. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!